A chever in the parasha, we have the famous words of Yaakov Inu, Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. And on these words, we have the very, very famous Beis Halevi. I believe it's the first Beis Halevi I ever learned in my life. My first year in Karen B'Yavne, I still remember learning this Beis Halevi. And because of learning this Beis Halevi, I remember buying the Beis Halevi. It was so unbelievable. And he asked, what's Pshat? It's Yelena Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. Why do you have to say both? Why Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav? Just say Miyad Ochi, we know his brother's Esav. Or just say Miyad Esav. Or at least Miyad Ochi Esav, or Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. So Yechever all knows the Beis Halevi. So Asemes says the same idea. The Yaakovinu is saying, I need to be saved from the Esav that acts like an Esav that wants to physically kill me and destroy me. And I want to be saved as well. I'm davening to be saved from the Esav that my Achi, that wants to be my brother, that wants to be close to me. Because I can't be influenced by an Esav. I don't want to be close to an Esav. I don't want to have a relationship with an Esav. Even as a brother, even in a loving way. The Yetzirah sometimes our enemies, and the Yetzirah wants to physically destroy us, and sometimes it wants to be our best friends. Like the Yetzirah that we live in America. And says, go, be part of our culture, be part of our ways. And what happens? We slowly learn from their ways and the immorality of the society we live in. I need to be saved from Miyad Ochi and Miyad Esav. I need to be saved from both. Vasem says that's what it's Hayadayim Yedei Esav. Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yedei Esav. The Yadayim, it is plural hands. The Yad of Ochi and the Yad of Esav. The Yad that wants to physically murder us and the Yad that even wants to be our best friends we have to stay away from. Not to be influenced from society. Not to be influenced from the ways of the Yetzirah. That's not a Tayridic lifestyle, B'Kedush of Tara. We have to be very so careful. Much more careful from that. Because it's so easy to be fall into it and say, at first I'm going to have my Gedarim up, I'm going to be strong. But slowly, and we allow it, if you allow yourselves, Chvesnish, to watch TV and the internet and be social and work in ways that can drag us down l'shol tachtis, to the lowest of low. In the Gemara, so to daf mem zayin, and Aleph says la'olam te small doichek beyamin mikareves. That always we have to push away with the left and pull in with the right. We could understand this in our relationships. A relationship, for example, with a father to a child, there has to be that balance of din, that balance of teaching to act properly, and sometimes there are consequences to actions and punishment or repercussions, but tremendous love and tremendous giving and tremendous empathy at the same time. Small doichik v'yamim makareves. I once heard so beautifully, from Dr. Pelkovitz. He said, what happens? Imagine a child that you have, a parent has a child, and the child's walking away and doing what's wrong. And the symbolism that imagine is that the child's back it's to you. The child's doing something wrong and acting and being rebellious, whatever, so the back it's to you. What happens when you have a person and you have a child whose back is to you? And you, with your right hand, with your min mir makareves, and with your left hand, you push. What happens if you do that at the same time? You turn them around back to you. That's the avoda, to turn them around and be back connected. Very, very beautiful, right? Small doichik v'yamin makareves. But maybe as well, b'derech drush, we could say it's an understanding of le'olam forever. There's always the yetzirah in our lives. There are always enemies in our life, and sometimes it's small doichik. Sometimes it's Miyad Esav. It's looking to push us away and to destroy us. And there are those Oivim in the world that want to destroy us, like that Russia Gomer in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago. And throughout the world, the anti-Semitism that exists and has existed throughout history. But sometimes it's Mamash Yamim Mekareves. Sometimes it's a world of Miyad Ochi. Sometimes it's a world where it's trying to pull us in, be one of us, be like us. And that is even sometimes more dangerous because we don't have our shields up. We're not ready to take it on. We think it's all good. Each and every one of us needs to always be davening As we said before, myself, Asim Levanim, so too here. Hatzileini nomi arachi mead Esav. Kadosh Baruch Hu, save us from all our enemies, our physical enemies, our spiritual enemies. Let us be close to you, let us be close to you always, like Yaakov Avinu. And be zoicha in that way to destroy and get rid of all the enemies of the world with Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. Hail Yishabes B'neimash. After such a shmooze earlier, let's go, Chevra. Ayy, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh